Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Over Easy. My name is Manny. In case you are new here, or welcome back. I just want to set the scene for you. I am sitting at my desk in front of my microphone with my laptop and my planner with my little notes for this episode, but I am just bundled in a fuzzy blanket all over me, and it is so nice and comforting. I have not had the best week. It has been a crazy work week, so I'll just put it at that. I could not get myself to record last week because of how exhausted I was, and today I was pretty close to not recording as well. But now I'm here, and we can get through this. Anyways, today I am going to be sharing my week of workouts for winter. I have been going pretty hard on that workout game, and I just wanted to share my routine in case any of you were curious or just needed some inspiration for what you want to do for workouts. I know it can get quite stale and repetitive to do the same thing over and over again, so I have found that switching up my workout routine has really kept me motivated and also excited to go and work out and exercise. All in all, though, if you take nothing from this episode, I just want to stress the importance of just moving your body every day. What's most important is that we are taking care of our bodies to help us live longer and just promote health as we all age and grow up. Because I have definitely seen elderly people who maybe don't prioritize exercising or keeping yourself flexible, mobile, strong throughout your younger adult years. And I think it can definitely have a lot of long-term consequences. So that's kind of the takeaway for this episode. And now, if you are interested, we are going to get into the week of workouts. So my week starts on Monday. So I'm going to start with Monday. On Monday, I go to the gym and I do weightlifting by myself. So this is just like your regular gym fitness center. Put on my headphones, start a good playlist, and then I am lifting weights. So there are typically 3 days that I alternate between. The first is legs day, lower body. The second would be back and bi, or some people call it pull day. And then the last one is chest and tri and shoulders, which some people call push day. So I kind of split it between these three when I am at the gym. I'm going to go through every single one and kind of the typical exercises that I will do for each day. Also, I typically go to the gym right after work, so around 5:15 to 6:15, depending on what time I get there with traffic and stuff like that. It is definitely not an enjoyable time to go to the gym by any means because there are so many people, but it is what I find is best for me. I have tried working out in the morning. Like, I used to get up at 5 and work out at 5:30 in the morning, and then before I've also tried working out at night, but I have found in my current life, working out directly after work is what is best for my motivation levels as well as just my daily routine. It is definitely the best option for me. So it might be super busy at the gym, but for me, it's also fun because you get to see people that you recognize and say hi to people and everything. So it's worth it for me. Anyways, getting into the leg day routine, I always start with a little bit of warm up and stretching. So that might just be like front and back kicks, stretching out the hip flexors, the quads, the hamstrings. I find especially after sitting all day in my 9-to-5, this is super important for leg day. Also just getting your legs, joints mobile, so doing like 90-90. And what else is there? Like glute stretches, just like stretching out every part, every main part of your leg before starting. So I typically always start with the incline leg press machine. This one is quite tricky because you have to be really careful about how much you bend your knees and how much you extend, because there are horror stories where the platform just like falls and then you bend your knees backwards. Sorry if that gave you a terrible image. But that's typically my first machine, and I really like starting with that because I find it is the perfect, it gets all your muscles in your legs warmed up versus other exercises that I'll explain later. They kind of focus on a certain part of your leg, but I like starting with the incline leg press because it kind of works glutes, quads, hamstrings, like every part of your leg is kind of getting warmed up, so I really like that. Also, I tend to lift the heaviest on this exercise, so I like to start with that to just like tire myself out. I also will mention pretty much for all my exercises, I do 4 sets of 8 reps, and then typically the first set will be a manageable weight, the second and third set are going to be a challenging weight, and then the fourth set is like a harder weight. Sometimes, depending on how lazy I'm feeling, I might do like pretty easy weights, but that's generally what I try to do. I think people call it like progressive overload, but I don't like work out until failure, which I know some people don't agree with or whatever, but it's just what works for me. Again, working out, you gotta find what works for you and just do that, because there are too many people saying too many things nowadays. So I do the incline leg press, and then typically I will do an isolation exercise where you can do right side and left side separately. So one example would be the Bulgarian split squat. This has actually been one of my favorites recently. I know they're terrible, and I agree that they're terrible, but it's like terrible in a good way, where it's hurting so bad that it feels like you're getting stronger, which is good. So typically I will find a bench or some sort of platform and do the Bulgarian split squats with dumbbells, and then 4 sets of 8, as I mentioned earlier. Another isolation exercise that I also do, and just an exercise that I do every week, is hip thrusts. So depending on if hip thrusts are my isolation exercise of the week, then I will do like 2-legged hip thrusts and then 1-legged kickstand hip thrust, where one of your feet is like slightly extended so that you're kind of putting most of the work on one of your glutes. And oh my gosh, I find that this kills me every single time. So for hip thrusts, there are like 3 options that I go for, and I kind of alternate depending on just like what's available at the gym. The first one is there's like a designated hip thrust machine at our gym, so I like using that, but sometimes it feels like the weight distribution's a little bit weird. The second option is using a barbell. I typically don't go very heavy with hip thrusts, like 50 to 60, which is, it still can be heavy, but I know many more people hip thrust much heavier. So like a barbell. And then the last option that I've been enjoying the most is using the Smith machine. The unfortunate thing is just that my gym only has 1 Smith machine, so it's typically always taken. So there's that. Next up is doing deadlifts, and these I will also put out a word of caution that you should really, really watch your form and ask someone you know or one of the gym staff to help you with watching your form if you're new to deadlifts, because a lot of people that I know have gotten themselves injured from doing deadlifts. I have also previously injured my back doing deadlifts, lifting too heavy and not doing the correct form. So it is super important that you learn the proper way to do deadlifts. There's also a ton of videos online. I know people put like foam rollers between their arms and their legs, and they kind of go up and down like that. So just be careful, don't lift too heavy, never ego lift at the gym. It is so important to just lift what you can and do that. For deadlifts, I typically go with a small barbell. I have found that I don't enjoy using the big barbell. My grip strength and also just the weight is just not enjoyable for me. So I like using smaller barbells that are typically like 50 to 60 pounds. Or I might use dumbbells. It just depends on the day. Next up, I do leg extensions, which are more quad focused, and you will kind of notice that my leg days are very, very glute focused. I'm trying to build a big shelf, so I don't typically do many calf exercises or like hamstrings and quads because I'm trying to really just focus on glutes. I don't know if that's honestly the right way to do it, but that's just what I do, so you can take with that what you will. Leg extensions, though, are one of my favorites. I do love working on my quads, so doing 4 sets of 8 of those, and there's typically just like those leg extension machines where you push your legs up and then bring them back down. Next up is glute extensions. This has been a recent favorite of mine because my gym recently got a glute extension stand thingy. So it has been really nice to add that in. I find you have to really play with the height of the machine, and sometimes you can really feel it in your glutes and sometimes you can't. So yeah, I like doing those. Those have been my favorite recently. So for leg day, I typically only do 4 exercises because I find that really helps focus on what I want to work on and not get too overwhelmed. So out of all those that I've listed, I typically only do 4, just depending on what's available at the gym. Again, I go at a very busy time, so that's that. Next, let's go into back and bicep days. First off, an option that I like to do is the lat pull down, which you can find on the machine. I really like these, again, as kind of like a warm-up exercise because I find it really strengthens and you can feel it in all parts of your back, even though it's supposed to be lat-focused. I really like it. Next up, I do a row variation of some sort. So whether that's a row machine, because there's one where you can kind of focus, again, unilaterally, which is doing the right side and the left side separately. Or I might do a barbell row with a barbell, or I might do a landmine T row where your hands are in the middle together. Those all kind of target different parts of your back. So just depending on how you're feeling that day and again what's available at the gym, I'll just typically do one sort of variation of row. Next up, I always practice my pull-ups. I typically practice my pull-ups midway through my workouts just to see how many I can do that day. Recently, I've been focusing more on forehand grip, but I also practice neutral grip. I don't really do chin-ups much, but I can try. And then at the end of the workout, I typically get a band and I do band-assisted pull-ups just to practice a little bit more. The pull-ups, though, are super tiring, I find, so that's crazy. One other back exercise, pretty much the last one that I do, is rope face pulls. And these ones can be so funny and tricky because you feel like you're gripping the rope extension thing really oddly. I typically just grab it at the ends on the balls. I know that's really weird. And then I just pull to my face and make sure that my shoulders are dropped down and my hands are aiming for the top of my head. Those ones I really, really like because I really like working out my upper back. Lastly, on the back and bi days, I do bicep curls, of course. So typically that is with dumbbells or with a cable and the flat bar extension thing. I don't know if I'm using the correct terms. I'm definitely not, but as a casual gym girly, I know enough. So for back and bi, again, I'll do 4 exercises. One of them will typically be the bicep curl and then 3 different back exercises. I try to focus one on the lats, one on the upper back, and then the last one I can do whatever I want. Lastly, the chest and tri days, which are the push days. One exercise that I have been loving on my chest days is the barbell bench press, which is really crazy. I was scared of the bench press for so long. Also, the guys who use a machine are so intimidating at times, but now that I'm comfortable and familiar with it, I feel so badass using the barbell bench press. So I really like that. I love benching. If I do bench, I probably will do it first because I want to tire myself out with the first exercise and also save all my strength to lift as much as I can. I don't usually go to failure for these because I'm scared of not being able to get up. I know people are around to help you and all that, but I don't like dealing with that and it makes me nervous. So right now my bench record is the bar plus 10 plus 5 pounds on each side. So bar plus 15 plus 15. That's the heaviest I've gone. I've never tried bar plus 20 plus 20. I'm scared. So yeah, I really like it. Also, just when you finish a set, you feel so good about yourself. Next up is the tricep rope pull down. I think this is like the most common tricep exercise. I really enjoy doing these, but it is also really important to keep your elbows close to your body and not moving. That way you can really target your triceps. Then another tricep exercise that I also do occasionally, not super often, is tricep dips assisted on the machine. I really like those as well, but sometimes just like depending on the angle that I'm at, the joint can just feel a little bit weird, so I try not to do it every day. Then we have some dumbbell exercises. So on the bench, I typically go for dumbbell shoulder press, and that might be around the world like Arnold press or just a regular up and down shoulder press, and then also lat raises, although I haven't really done lat raises recently. I put that in because I do occasionally do it as well. So that's typically like my go-to exercises, and then I build my daily routine from there. I don't plan what I do every single day because it does depend on what machines are available, but that's kind of generally what I lean towards. Then the last thing on my gym days that I do every single time is that I foam roll and I also stretch because I think it is so important. After doing RMT for so long, I realized how important recovery really is for your body. So I try to spend at least 10 minutes every single workout session rolling out the major muscles, especially in my legs, and then also just stretching out whatever I need, which has been really helpful. So those are my Mondays. I'll go to the gym and do one variation of a gym day. Next, let's move on to Tuesday, which has been my Rumble Boxing day. Now, if you watch my vlogs or you have listened to my podcast before or you just know me in real life, you will know that I have been obsessed with Rumble Boxing ever since they opened near me, which has been honestly almost 6 months ago, which is crazy. Basically, their mantra is Fight Club meets nightclub. So you are doing boxing punches in different combos to the beat of the music. And it is so loud. They are having disco lights in there, and it is just a really fun time. I know there are a lot of mixed opinions about Rumble from people who actually box and say it's not proper form and it's not proper boxing or whatever, but as someone who is just looking for a fun way to de-stress from the work week, I love Rumble. I am obsessed with it. It is crazy. I have actually just talked about this with a friend that I was with recently, and I was telling her that high intensity workouts are just what work for me. And places like Rumble and the other workouts that I'm going to mention in a little bit, they just lock me into a flow state when I'm working out. Like, I just can't think about anything else. I am only thinking about my workout, that you just don't get to, you don't need to stress, which is really what I need in a workout during the work week. So I love Rumble Boxing, and also all the instructors play really trendy music or good songs. So it's just like a good dance party is the best way I can say. And also there's typically a song that focuses on legs, and then you're also just doing a lot of cardio because it is a lot of jumping and moving around all the time. You are only hitting the heavy bag though, so it's not like you're actually sparring with other people. So I like that because everyone's just kind of locked in on their own bag. So that's my Tuesday. Wednesday has been my F45 day. I recently started F45 in 2025, and I have been enjoying it a lot because I've been kind of sick at the gym. I think in a different phase of my life, I wouldn't like F45 as much. And so right now I'm actually kind of debating about what kind of membership I want to get F45, if I want to focus more on it, commit more to it, or just kind of go here and there. I don't know, but I have been going to F45 on Wednesdays. So at our studio, the cardio days are Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday, I believe. I don't know about the weekends. I can't remember. Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday are the strength days, and then Friday is hybrid. Honestly, this might be an unpopular opinion, but I find the cardio days at F45 way more enjoyable than the strength days. Hybrid is probably up there as well. I really liked hybrid. But cardio is honestly so fun. And I think it's because you get such a variety of exercises that I would never do on my own at the gym. Like, you do the rower machine, you do battle ropes, you can do like step ups on the box but with a jump. There are a lot of exercises that, yeah, you could do at the gym technically, like you have all the equipment to do it, but I just personally would never get myself to do that at the gym. I am very like, don't want to go that hard. I'm kind of lazy when it comes to the gym, so I like F45 because it forces me to do exercises that I don't usually do, and there's a lot of variety. Also, I will say the people at our local F45 studio is just so, they're just all so nice, and all the instructors are so nice. Like, ever since my first class, I really felt really welcomed at that studio. So that's also another big reason why I like F45. On to Thursdays. Thursdays has been my day for strength endurance class. So I take this class called Lift. And basically, for the focus of the class is instead of lifting really heavy, you're actually lifting pretty light weights and focusing on high reps and endurance throughout the class. So you actually, like during the legs portion of the class, might be doing 50 to 60 squats in different tempos. And it's not about being able to lift super, super heavy, but more so about are you able to sustain that entire period and challenge yourself to not take a break. And it has been super fun. Again, I really like choreographed tempo classes. I think that just really works well with my brain. Rumble and Lift are kind of like that. So for Lift, there is the leg section, there's the chest section, then there is biceps and triceps, as well as back, and then shoulders, and another section of legs. So there's a good variety, and it's basically a full body workout. Also, just not lifting super heavy is much more enjoyable, I find. And I really am trying to focus on high reps and endurance rather than being able to lift super heavy, but maybe only once or twice. Again, it's just what works for me. I prefer a fast-paced, high-intensity workouts rather than slower-paced and very heavy or whatever it might be. Friday is my rest day. I don't do any workouts on Friday just because typically I am exhausted from the work week and I just don't have the energy or desire to go to a workout, so that's my rest day. Saturday is my downtown class day. That's what I call it. So since doing ClassPass, I discovered all these cool studios downtown. So recently I've been alternating between Barry's, Legree, Pilates, whatever it is. This is kind of more of my social workout day, I will say. All the other days of my workout week, I really enjoy just locking in and being by myself. Like typically, I actually don't really like talking to people at the gym. I really like when I'm working out at the gym, I really just want to lock in and work out and just be in my flow state. I don't really like chitty chatting and dilly dallying. So my downtown workout days are kind of my day to be social and do other workouts. So recently it's been Barry's. I've been pretty obsessed with it. But I've also tried Legree. It was very fun. And I might try some other Pilates places in Vancouver. I also typically go with friends, which is why it's kind of like my social day. I get to work out with friends, which I think is super fun. And then typically we also get coffee after and just like chat and catch up. So it's kind of like workout on Saturday is more of an event and kind of like a social gathering rather than just my workout for the week. Then lastly, Sunday is my snowboarding day. So in the winter, this is winter themed, of course. I typically try to get up on the mountain as much as possible. Right now it is around late February, so the snow is really, really good for the season. Actually, I think some of the lifts are closing. I don't know. I think it's getting a little worse right now. But I typically try to go. I'm a big spring skier, spring snowboarder. I really like going in late February and March just because the weather gets better. So it's not as miserable to go snowboarding up on the mountain. But I usually go do a couple runs. I've realized I don't need to be there for the whole day and do like 20 runs. I am content with just going for a few hours. 5 to 10 runs is fine and super fun. Honestly, 3 to 10 runs I would be happy with. And I've been really challenging myself. I recently did my first black run and that was super fun because I could actually do it. And then the other day I went snowboarding last week. I took a tumble in the trees, but we're all good. We're okay. But I really enjoy snowboarding in the winter and I try to prioritize it as much as possible because obviously you can't do that in the summer. So that's my workout week, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. Hope you gave you some inspiration if you've been feeling stale with your workouts. I know this kind of time is when people start to falter for their New Year's resolutions, but I hope you enjoy, and that'll be it for this episode. Okay, bye.